Welcome to our next episode of
Fandom
Family
Chats.
This is a production of Family Fan Clubs on Facebook. You can find us all over Facebook. You can find us all over social media under Fandom Family Chats. Look us up, get dialed in, get plugged in, and get ready to listen to some crazy people talk crazy stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fandom Family Chats. I'm Jeanette.
I'm Eve.
And I'm Shelby.
And this episode, we are going to be discussing season 10 of Chicago Fire, kind of what happened, what we thought about it, and what we think is going to happen next season. I have to start by saying that I'm sort of glad that I didn't watch live until now, because where we pick up, like starting season 10, like from where the cliffhanger it left us in season 9, and then we pick up with like this squad rescue, I would have been like absolutely panicked all summer long.
That was stressful.
Yeah.
And I only had to wait a day to watch the next episode.
Well, I just hit next episode right away. I was like, no. But I mean, I'm glad they picked up right there. And I'm obviously glad everything worked out, because I wasn't sure. I kind of thought, because since you all had watched it, I was like, okay, they would have told me if like someone wasn't okay. So I guess I wasn't too worried, but...
Would we have though?
I don't know. I think you would have, because it was Severide and Joe that were in danger. So I think that one you wouldn't have been able to contain. It was anybody else. But I was also worried about like Cap and Tony, because I actually love Olive Squad. Like I wish Cap and Tony could get bigger storylines, because I think they're funny. Like they entertain me.
I know with Cap, the actor, he's actually a firefighter, isn't he?
I think Tony is too, actually. I think I read that they both are.
They might not get a lot of screen time just due to the fact that maybe they can't be on set.
Yeah.
They don't get much time on set as everyone else. But I agree. I wish we could get more of, definitely more of Tony. I feel like we get nothing from him. But like whenever he's on, it's like, I don't know. He's always in the middle of some really wacky storyline, like that random girlfriend. It's like, oh, he didn't make her up. She's real.
She's real. Yeah. No, I love it. And I think they're funny, because I mean, like, they're so comical, but obviously they're great firefighters because they're on squad. Like, you can't not be a great firefighter. Like, so I don't know. I enjoy them. But I know, like, this storyline with Cruz, I felt so bad for him, because he really struggled, like, afterwards, like, especially when he found out that Severide was willing to, like, risk it all, like, to save him.
I'm not gonna lie, Cruz is my guy, and I was really, really nervous about him. Like, I really thought that he was gonna quit.
Yeah.
I was really nervous, and I remember texting Shelby, and I said, please tell me that Cruz does not quit, because this is really stressful.
Mm-hmm. And this was another moment that, like, Severide, God love him, okay, but he irritates me, because it's like, can you not see that he's having a hard time? Can you not see that you need to like actually reach out to him more than just reprimand him for this? Like, I think he even made the comment, oh, he's seen a counselor. Well, yeah, but you're his lieutenant, and like, you need to do more here to help him through this.
Isn't it his job to do that?
And someone told him, was it Casey that eventually told him, like, you're gonna have to, like, someone told him that basically you need to do a little more here. I don't know if it was Casey or Stella. It was someone, but I don't think Stella was there at the moment, or maybe she was, I don't remember. But
see, for Severide, I think, now I'm gonna defend him here, he's so used to keeping everything in and like kind of dealing with things himself. I think that he just thinks that everyone should be like that.
Yeah.
And that's not how it works.
No. I can see that. But, you know, Cruz, I'm glad that he sort of like found his way back to what he was doing. And because I know Shelby, this is like her guy. And, you know, Cruz, I've never disliked him. But I've never really kind of, he's not been a favorite. It's kind of somebody that I could just take or leave. But season 10, I really enjoyed his storylines. I enjoyed getting to see him be a father and then adopting Javi, or fostering Javi, I guess. I mean, that was the cutest storyline ever.
I told you he gets better. Like, that's why I couldn't understand why you were just like mad with him. But then, like, I've been watching this from the beginning, so like, I've kind of had to like wait for it and wait for it and wait for it. Like, I'm not just, you know, blowing through it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, over time I've grown to love him, but this season really, like seeing his struggle and seeing him turn into a father, and it was just like, that's my guy. Like, you've grown up so much. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like the Javi storyline, man, that got me, like that poor little sweet kid. And then, I mean, not just Cruz, but Chloe too. I mean, they really stepped up. And like, I mean, I think back to when I had a newborn. I mean, that would have been hard to agree to take on like a 10-year-old that you didn't know, that barely spoke any English. You know, I think it would have just been really difficult. And so, I mean, that just shows their character a lot.
I was really nervous that Chloe was going to say, no, we can't do it. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
So when he brought him home, I was like, oh God, Chloe, please say yes. Yeah. Look how cute this boy is.
I know.
Yeah, Cruz kind of threw it on to her, which I don't think that was really right, especially with her having a newborn and stuff. Like, I think it was definitely a big decision that they should have talked about. It shouldn't have just been him.
Yeah.
Like, bringing him home and, you know, look at these little kids' eyes, like, yeah, please let him stay type of thing.
Well, he kind of did. I mean, he talked to her, but you could tell, like, when he talked to her, like, you could tell his mind was kind of already made up, and she was going to have to just figure out a way to go along with it. But
like, it was less of a discussion and more of a him convincing her mm-hmm. that they need to do it.
Yeah. I don't think he would have taken no for an answer.
I don't think he could have. I think at that point the child had already latched onto him and he had already latched onto him. And it was, you know, I mean, it was similar to, you know, the Michaela, you know, Kim storyline. It was going to happen because the kid needed him. So I think that was good.
But, you know, even from the start, like, they had a connection. When Joe saved him and they, it was there. I mean, mm-hmm.
yeah,
there was definitely. No denying that.
For sure. And then another storyline that I really enjoyed was because I love Brett. And so Brett and her paramedicine idea, I loved it. And I was really worried at first because, you know, they kind of shot her down. And then Mouch, which I think doesn't get enough credit, like, because he's like phenomenal as well, kind of stepped up and got Chief Hawkins to agree to give it a shot. And I think it's a really good program. So I think that's something.
It is. Well, but I was really nervous that he was going to shoot it down.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't shoot this down. It's a great idea. But I'm glad Mouch got on board, because I feel like when Mouch gets on board that with anything, that's when things get moving, because people just trust him.
Yeah.
Isn't Mouch, this is something I'm kind of like, stay confused about. Isn't Mouch the head of the union? So like, he's like the union rep?
Not anymore.
I don't think he was ever the head. I think he was just the station's rep.
Mm-hmm.
But does he still hold that position as the union rep?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong about that. I feel like he doesn't anymore.
Remember when he was helping Joe with something and mm-hmm. Mouch kind of dropped the ball on that a little bit, yeah, because he didn't know about like the new politics or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if he was still technically the rep or if he was just helping, trying to help Joe out.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought like as the union rep, that would have been his job to try to make that happen. Like if it was a good idea, but if he's not that position anymore, then it could have just been him being a good person.
I think it was just him being a good person. And because he had a connection with, really he was friends with Hawkins' dad when he was like chief of the paramedics. So I don't know if that's the right term. I forget.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because yeah, Mouch had that connection with him. So that's how he was able to kind of push it along. Cause I think he really believed in it and he believes in Brett. So mm-hmm.
yeah, for sure.
It kind of made me mad though that she ended up leaving though after all of that.
Yeah. Well,
was there a reason that I know why Brett left, but was there a reason that the actress left, or was it just for the storyline?
It was probably just for the storyline, because I think she had to go in order to get the Emma storyline, which I hated. But you know, I think I didn't mind her leaving as much. Like, I got it because, I mean, that was hard with her and Casey. And, of course, Casey's gone. We know, I totally get why he left. At first, I remember watching it, and I was like, why don't you just bring the boys to Chicago? Like, this seems dumb. Why are you going to leave and go to Portland? But then hearing that that would be worse for them, I was like, oh, okay, well, then that makes sense. You know, you've got to go and do this. And Britt tried to stick it out. You know, I mean, she stuck around for a little while trying, you know, for herself. But I mean, at that point, like, you know, the love of her life is not there. He's, you know, however far away. So I just hope that now that she's coming back and we know that he's not yet anyways, I mean, I hope there's a future for him to come back. I don't know what's going to happen, because that kind of the last episode kind of made us think like we don't know if they're going to stay together or not, which I think is dumb. Like, you both have been trying so hard to like have what you have, like just make it work. Like, it's not forever.
And they left it up in the air too, which I didn't appreciate. I was like, are you ending it? Or are you going to keep going? Like, don't leave us hanging.
I know. I didn't care for that at all. So I think they'll be in game. I don't know if they'll break up for a little while, but I don't think I will accept Brett coming back and then finding someone else. I mean, we worked way too hard to get her with Casey. And that was like 2 seasons of like nonsense, or it felt like that long. I don't know. It felt like a really long time. So they're going to need to be in game for me to be happy. And, you know, Brett leaving, I mean, she's sort of left in sort of a crazy time for Violet. Violet having a relationship with the chief, which I remember, like, because I hadn't gotten to this point. So I'd seen, like, you know, that this happens or whatever. And I was thinking, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. But I love it. Like, I'm a huge fan of them as a couple. They might be my favorite fire couple. I love them.
I was not a fan at first. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a big ick factor for me because I didn't even like him at first. But then one, like, as the relationship kept going, I was like, okay, no, I really like this.
They're so like he gets so flirty and cute when they're together, which is like, I think when you see him otherwise, he's so straight and narrow and just, you know, professional.
But Violet's the same way. Violet's mm-hmm. kind of like a stick in the mud, but when they're together, they're kind of,
yeah.
And the other thing I really like about them too is they kind of, this is going to sound corny, but like they kind of complete each other in a way. Like they bring out the good in each other. Like, I did not like Violet. I was not a Violet fan at all.
Violet's like my favorite character now that I've gotten to her. So
I loved her from the beginning.
I love her.
Oh, see, I don't like her. But with Hawkins, I don't know. There's something about her with Hawkins. I do like her.
Yeah. No, I love, like, I think I was telling you all in the chat, like, I've had a hard time getting into Chicago Fire compared to the other two, but now I love it, and I really think it's Violet, Gallo, Ritter that makes me love it. I adore that trio. They are probably my favorite part of the show right now. But, and see, that's another thing, though, with Gallo, because I love him, too, and I know Shelby, we're not even going to discuss why you don't like him, because I don't understand it at all, but, like, they're a little love triangle. Like, I don't know where I fall, because I was totally Violet and Hawkins. I love them, really cute. But then, like, in the last episode, the way, like, Gallo is with her, I'm like, oh, maybe I love that. Like, I don't know what I want here. I don't know.
Yeah, I love both. So I really am not team, like, I'm team Switzerland. I like both.
I really am. And I am never team Switzerland on anything. We all know, like, I like have a hard ship and I go for it, but like, no, I could go with either one for sure. But one thing, like, we've got, you know, and I guess we have to discuss Emma, which that was, I know she's only on like 4 episodes, but it was 4 episodes too many. The problem is I hated her the first time I laid eyes on her, and that's from the Fosters, because I hated her on the Fosters. So she stood no chance with me, but she obviously, we weren't supposed to like her, so it worked out.
She's terrible.
Terrible.
And, like, she just, like, I wanted to give her a chance, and I wanted to be like, okay, maybe she'll get better. And even Eve was texting me, like, during this, and she was like, does she get better? And I was like, no, you're going to hate her guts.
Yeah.
And every single time I texted you and said, oh, my God, I can't believe she just did, you know, whatever. And Shelby's like, oh, don't worry, it gets worse.
Like, I wanted to feel sorry for her, because I was like, okay, she really just wants to be a part of this house. There's got to be a backstory that's going to make us feel bad and understand what she's doing, and then we're going to redeem her. And then, no, like, it just got worse and worse and worse.
Because we did find out, too, that she was lying about her background. background. Mm-hmm. Like she lied about where she did her schooling and, mm-hmm. you know, then there's that whole mess with her file. Like there was things taken out of it. I was like, what?
I want to know what that was. I want to know why her old like chief or whoever it was, captain, I guess, why he couldn't tell like what happened. Like was it really that bad?
Who was it who went to go talk to him? Was that Gallo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to know.
I know. I need to know what happens.
I'm almost bummed out. I'm like a tiny bit bummed out that she's gone now because I was like, wait a minute. Are we never going to find out like what happened at the other station? But I mean,
you never know though. She might come back. I mean, she's got that whole, she's got that whole blackmailing school storyline. She's psycho. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't think that we've seen the last of her. But let's talk about, though, her running out of the burning building like a freaking coward. Sorry, she's going to cut that out. Like a coward.
You're good, yeah.
And when your job is to run into a burning building to help people.
Yeah. Now, I get a little bit that, I mean, paramedics typically aren't in that situation. To where it's that, I guess, I don't know. I can understand why she was scared. But the thing is, I'm sure Violet was scared too. But Violet stuck it out. I mean, did what you're supposed to do. I mean, this is, you're saving a patient. Like, the lady was giving birth. She was crowning. You couldn't move her. Like, they had to just go ahead and do what they needed to do. It would have put her and the baby in danger if they had tried to, like, move her during those conditions.
I was just so glad that they finally had a reason to fire her.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's like, oh good, now they can actually fire her. I mean, I honestly wanted her to just burn to death in that building. That would have made me happy, but at least they got to fire her.
No, I agree. And then the thing is though, the only part about that is like Violet now thinks that Hawkins was doing nothing, that he was like, you know, he did nothing to try to like fix the situation. She was ignoring his phone calls. She even told Gallo she wished he had done more, but he did. I mean, he went to, was that the deputy commissioner? Is that what it's called? The titles get me confused sometimes. But I mean, he even said, he said, you know, I'll take the fall. Like, just don't let anything happen to Violet. But she doesn't know this. And so she thinks he wasn't doing anything, which is kind of a shame because he was willing to risk his whole career just to make sure that she was good.
But he had to just be careful about how he took care of it just because they were working.
Yeah,
he had to be a little hush-hush about it.
Yeah. So hopefully she gets to find that out, you know, because I don't want to see, I don't know, that happen.
Speaking of people with kind of shady pasts, Pelham. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure about him at first.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think.
I was confused about him for quite a while. It wasn't until It wasn't until Stella came back and I saw how he interacted with Stella and how much grace they were giving each other, where I was like, okay, I really like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause at first, I mean, I think at first he was kind of tough on Gallo and I was like, okay, hold on now. You know, I mean, you just walked in here, but then I don't know, as it went on, I was like, I actually really liked him. I remember I even texted you all and I was like, yay, I found like my Chicago Fire guy. And then Shelby's like, yeah, I hate it when he left. And I'm like, wait, what? He's gonna leave.
He's not gone.
Right.
I do hope we get to see more of him now that he's lieutenant at another station. So hopefully we get to see him on calls because I don't want him to be like gone forever.
Never. Well, and I mean,
they just made him likable and then they're like, okay, now he's leaving. Like, excuse me, no.
Yeah. But I mean, luckily, like, maybe we will see him again, because we even saw Gallo go visit him, which I loved so much. That was a fun little scene, I guess, of him going to ask his opinion on Gallo wanting to try out for squad and whether he should or not, which I'm a little torn on that storyline too, though. Like, I kind of wish he would. I think he's meant for squad. I really think he would be good at it.
I wish he would, because I feel like that's what, that's how Casey and Severide got him to to, you know, come over to 51 was, mm-hmm. they said, you know what, you're going to get to see Squad and at work. So in the back of my mind, I was always thinking that that was his ultimate goal. Because yeah. I feel like he belongs on Squad. Like, he's a little daredevil.
He is. I think he belongs. And I think, like, I get his point of wanting to be, you know, there for Stella and kind of support her, you know, now that she's the new truck lieutenant. But I didn't agree with how she handled that situation with Kelly at all.
I feel like she got too emotional over that. It's mm-hmm. like, this is Gallo's career. He's uh-huh. trying to make decisions based on his own career, and now you're getting all pissy because your
right.
boyfriend is poaching, you know, your guys.
Well, and it's not like he didn't go poach him. He didn't walk up to Gallo and say, hey, I think you should try out for Squad. Gallo inquired about Squad to Kelly, and then so from that point he was helping him, but it wasn't yeah, like he didn't start the conversation, you know. Gallo did.
Yeah, Gallo said, I want to go for Squad, and then Severide start going out of his way to help him. That's really all it was.
Yeah.
And the thing that I didn't get to was, it's not like, so like, they do the drills and stuff. It's not like Kelly's taking Gallo when they're doing drills or like when they're going on calls and being like, okay, you're going to be on my truck today. He's doing it off shift mm-hmm. and showing him like, basically the ropes of how to do certain things, but it's off of shift. He's not doing anything shady here yeah. at all.
No, not at all.
And I don't think that Stella, after everything that she's done this season, I don't think that she had any right to get so protective that she got.
I agree. Stella was very unlikable at the beginning of the season, for sure. And thank God Amanda's not on here, because she'd be really upset with us for saying that.
But it made me really upset how unlikable she, because I love Stella.
Me too,
so
me too.
I remember, because, you know, I was texting Shelby throughout the entire thing. Mm-hmm. Like, please tell me I don't have to hate Stella now, because I'm very, very disappointed in her.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, you went off, you know, I love her project Girls on Fire. It's a fabulous project. I'm glad that she was doing it. And I don't even care that, like, she wanted to just take some time and do that for longer, but communicate, like, not just with Bowden, but with Severide too. Like, let them know what you're thinking right now, and then if you're wanting to take some time, then don't be kind of pissy when you first get back with the person that did take the position, because that was on you. You mm-hmm. didn't want it yet.
And my poor Severide, I'm gonna go on a rant here, my poor Severide, mm-hmm. He's had a crappy love life, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's finally opened up to Stella. You know, his commitment issues are by the wayside. He's not being the stupid little slutty boy anymore. You know, he's actually committed. And then Stella just goes MIA. Mm-hmm. And then when she finally comes back, she acts like nothing happened. And then she acts all high and mighty and is like, well, why are you mad at me? Right. Excuse me, honey, but check yourself. Like,
no, I agree.
He has every right to be mad at you.
I feel like that made me more mad. Her coming back like nothing had changed. That the fact that she did that made me more mad than her leaving and than her being gone and not communicating in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, at least recognize that, you know, you
messed up.
Shitty communicator, and you messed up.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
But no, she just came back expecting everything to be the same and was annoyed with Severide when it wasn't. I'm like, you ignored him.
And then she's bugging him like, oh, is the winning still on? Oh, I guess you're putting off the winning. Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, even after they got that all worked out, then the stuff with Gallo even happened. So it's like, so now you're being grumpy again, which I get it. I get that you're new at being a truck lieutenant and you're on the verge of losing probably your best person on your team, because I mean, Mouch is Mouch, but he's old, you know. I mean, like, I get why. It's not like he's the one that's going to do these crazy things like rescues, you know. I mean, that's just not going to happen. But she did get, we got Mason. I mean, like, and he's like solid, so like, you've got him. I don't understand, I guess, but
I think she's just trying to show her panties off.
I think so. Yeah. I think she realized once Severide put it in check, like, and told her the story about him and Grissom and all of that, I think she finally realized, okay, like, I need to make Gallo not feel like I'm holding him back. And I know she said those words, though. And I guess it's fine that he chose to stay. I just hope that we see him maybe next season ready to go out for squad again, because if they get approved for a fifth person, that won't happen again until someone leaves. So, like, mm-hmm. if you don't get to take, like, that extra spot, then you may not have a chance for a very long time.
I feel like Stella just was so overly focused on how everybody's actions and decisions reflected on her as a new lieutenant, and less so on what was best for, you know, her people.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Let's talk more about Mason, because I was really mad at her again. I was mad at her a lot this season when she wasn't even going to consider him when, you know, Herman brought it up. But I loved how Herman worked that and was like, oh, he's going to go on a ride along. And of course, Mason got to show his skills and, like, prove himself worthy there. So,
because we know, like, we know what the deal is with Herman. If he believes in if he's pushing for something, and he believes in it that much, you know that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's a lot like how Mouch is about certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, if they have it in their head that they want this, then it's going to happen. Yeah. Like, they're going to make sure that it happens.
Well, and I think for the most part, like, people take their opinions. I don't know, sometimes not as much with Herman. I don't feel like he gets kind of the respect that he always deserves, considering how long he's been a part of, like, the fire department. I mean, he's been there a whole lot longer than almost everybody else. But, I mean, I'm glad that she finally saw that, you know, he knows what he's talking about. Mason's good. Mason brings something special to the team that, you know, he has experience that other ones don't. So I'm happy to have him.
The way that they treated Herman when he needed, I know this isn't this season, but that still makes me mad.
Well, it is a little bit this season, because there was the throwback when Casey left, Herman kind of took over his office and Severide tried to be all weird about it. Like, no.
Yeah. And that, I don't like that at all. Like, you have your quarters. Casey has his quarters. If Herman's a lieutenant, he should be able to have his too.
Yes.
You know, like, you guys are all equals here. And if anything, Herman deserves it more than they do, because Herman's probably been on there longer than, because he's an old head.
And it's not like he had just, you know, made lieutenant but didn't actually have the role yet. I mean, he is the engine lieutenant. So he has every right to the things that they have. It really bugged me too.
You know what really annoyed me also, in addition to that, is, you know, when he had to go out of his way to make his own office, which eventually, you know, he started a fire, where I was like, oh, Herman, come on.
The thing that bugged me the most about the whole Herman having quarters thing is the thought of him having his own quarters when he was promoted to lieutenant wasn't even considered. Uh-huh. And even when he asked if he could have the extra office, Bowden was like, heck no.
But they fixed it up for Pelham.
But when Pelham came and he didn't have his own quarters, Bowden said, I'm so sorry you don't have your own quarters. Here, we'll open up this office for you. I'm like, and you couldn't do that for Herman, who's been there forever, because...
Agreed. You know, and that's the thing. You know, I love Bowden. But there are moments like that it really irritates me. Like, I don't know. For whatever reason, that storyline bothered me a lot, that, like, Herman was being treated like that. So I totally agree.
I don't know. Maybe the writers were just looking for something, some kind of funny situation to put Herman in.
But it
really annoyed me. He deserves better.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been fine if, like, we had the storyline of him making his own office. And like I said, I know that's not season 10, but still. Of him having his own office and then catching the place on fire. But after that, if they had realized, okay, obviously this means a lot to him, let's get him in an office. I feel like that would have resolved that for me. If after that happened, you would have then done something for him, but you still didn't.
You know, I think it's funny too, though. We all know Herman's a hothead. I mean, we've seen, you know, scenes with him. I'm surprised that he didn't flip out about, you know, like, I get having to be professional or whatever, but, like, at this point, like, he's being treated differently than everybody else.
Feelings were really hurt. And the thing is, Herman, too, isn't he's not usually a hothead when it comes to himself. Mm-hmm. It's only, he only gets like a hothead when it's someone that he cares about that's being hurt. So I can see probably why he didn't on this case. Like if they had been doing this to someone else, I think he would have been more likely to like lose it about it. But we're just talking about Bowden, but we saw him, he got promoted, and I was really nervous about that this season because I was like, wait, he's got to leave? I was like, I don't like this at all. But obviously that didn't last long. He came right back thanks to Kylie. Love Kylie, by the way. I feel like she's kind of overlooked a little bit, but she's a sweet girl and I like her.
I love that she found that loophole because mm-hmm. I said, I don't know how much longer I can deal with someone who's not Bowden being in charge of 51.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, like, and I guess he's still technically in charge, right? He's just...
Yeah, he's in charge, just he has more responsibilities now.
Yeah.
He's in charge of 51, but then he's in charge of, like, the other houses in the district, too.
Mm-hmm. So, but no, I was glad to have him back, for sure, because I was like, he kind of belongs there. It's kind of weird that he's not there.
That's I was kind of worried, because after losing Casey and Stella both, I was like, you can't tell me we're going to lose her to him, too.
Yeah, it'd be way too much. So, I mean... we'll save our best subject here for last, right? This is something I feel like we've been waiting on forever. I mean, not as long for me because I watched it all back to back, but you know, people that have watched it in real time, you've been waiting on this for a long time. We finally get to see our Stellaride wedding.
Yay.
But they didn't get there easily because there was major trouble. I swear Kelly has the worst luck in finding like trouble with like drug dealers and hitmen and like all this crazy stuff. I'm like, man, like, can you just be
how happy were you to see your PD people though?
I was very happy, but what, it was Haley, so
I like it better when it's
Ruzek, you know. I do like Haley though, but you know, it's much better when I see Ruzek. But no, that's like that it bothered me. I was like, Haley, why are you taking so long to get there? He's sitting there on a tub full of drugs. Obviously, the guy's going to come looking for it. Like, can you, whatever else you're doing could probably be put aside for the moment because Severide's going to need you here. But
look at you defending Severide.
We have a love-hate thing. Like, I do love him, but he makes me very angry sometimes. So, that's sort
this
of.
This season, he's had a ringer of a season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think this season I've liked him. I don't think I've had any issues with him in season 10 that I can think of. We've been solid finally. So, but you know, I mean, he had a hard time because I mean, this guy, like, which I don't feel like we, maybe it was me because I was like distracted watching, but like, I know that like these guys had the drugs, but like, I feel like it seemed so serious. And it felt more serious than I thought it was going to be. I mean, like, they're like, you're trying to take out like a pretty prominent firefighter in the city. I don't know. It just seemed, and it was really out there. It was really out in the open and ballsy and just, it was wild, I think.
It was a little out of character for fire too, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
Like, fire has like serious stuff happen and, mm-hmm. But it's never to that extent.
Well, like they do, but like it's usually when it's part of a crossover. So like there's a reason to have it to where it leads into like a PD or possibly a med episode. This one was a standalone episode, so it did feel weird. And I guess it was just to give us conflict, well, leading into next season, I guess. And also giving us the conflict of like Stella and Severide, like to finally like say, look, we're going to do this right away. Like, what are we waiting for? Like, maybe it was that moment of like, we could lose each other. And I guess that was the purpose that it was serving.
Was the food truck one the same episode as the cliffhanger, the last episode?
No, it wasn't the same episode, but they were all back to back. Like the where they found the drugs in the food truck happens. And then that leads into Stella and Severide deciding like, we're going to get married right away. We're not waiting 4 months, whatever it was. So then on the wedding episode, which beautiful wedding, okay, like we've talked about how my love hate, but I cried during their wedding vows. I cried.
I did too. They gave me a little bit like kind of like Brooklyn Nine-Nine vibes. I know you guys haven't watched that, but like when Jake and Amy got married, like everything under the sun was going wrong, and like they had to end up basically like throwing together a wedding like on a whim with just like people that they knew like doing like stuff.
Yeah.
Like one person that they arrested before was in a band, so like they got a band together like that way, you know what I mean? And like that kind of reminded me of how Stella and Kelly's wedding kind of was in a way. I mean, it was beautiful and stuff, but it was, I don't know, it was kind of like a knockoff of that in a way.
Yeah, I loved that. Here we were just talking about Cap and Tony earlier. They gave them like just a random job, like you get some chairs, you know, and they came through. If they had not gotten all 50 chairs, I mean, they saved the wedding. So I thought that was a fun little like.
And Cap was really into it. He said chairs.
Yeah, I'm doing he just chairs. Wanted a job.
Okay, I'm doing. It's like whatever job you give me, I'm going all out. So he went all out in making sure that they had chairs.
Yeah,
and I thought it was so funny how excited he was about it. He was like, I got the chairs, they're all here. Like, okay.
They were like, I thought they just needed 10. He's like, well, we got 50. And then sure enough, you needed 50. So
I kind of feel bad for them because I feel like they're not taken as seriously as what they should be.
Yeah.
But like they think the world of Severide, and like they would have made whatever they had to make happen for him.
Well, and I think the feeling is mutual, because even I don't remember which season it was, because like I said, I watched them all back to back. When Cap had that accident and they thought he was going to be blind, I mean, Severide kind of went out of his way to like help save him too. So I think it's mutual. They're just sort of our comic relief, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do think Severide feels the same about them as he does anybody else, you know?
Yeah, they're like the stooges.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, kind of.
When they broke Malch's couch, I thought that was, he had to do that big investigation, him and Ritter. It was so funny.
They're hilarious. Like some of the stuff that they do is just so funny.
Yeah.
It's like off the wall, but like it's hilarious.
I agree. But yeah, like happily ever after, we think, with, you know, Kelly and Stella, until did you all, like my heart, I felt like it stopped in that moment when they like panned back and I saw a truck and I was like, oh no. Oh no, they found him. Okay. They're like still after him. I'm like, how much, I mean, I don't know the street value of drugs apparently, but like how much was this worth that like you are still going after him? Like
that cooler full of drugs was probably like 10 grand easy.
But is that what, I mean, to me, is that worth, like if you catch me, like, so I'm gonna go murder someone and get like life in prison? Like,
okay, but you defend Rafe. And he's psycho.
No, I.
And here we go.
No, it's a different situation.
No, that's different, Shelby.
I don't actually defend him. I just say he's hot either way. You know?
I don't know. I just, I'm really nervous.
I am too, actually.
I really, really am. And what I'm really afraid of is if something happens to Stella, Kelly is gonna go nuts.
Yeah. I don't think anything actually will, not anything like life. I think there's going to be some big struggle probably, but I like to think that everybody's going to be good.
Hopefully it works out and everyone goes their merry way and lives happily ever after until the next drug thing happens.
Yeah. So what are your all thoughts? Like, what do we think is going to happen next season? So we're all saying we think they're going to be okay, but what do we see for the premiere? What are your predictions?
Well, usually the premiere, if I remember right, is usually a crossover. That's why I was asking if the if the food truck and drugs thing was all the last episode, because that could be why, because it's going into kind of a crossover with PD. But I'm thinking that for the crossover, if they go that route, they're going to have to call PD because something crazy happens at the cabin. Maybe someone gets hurt, so they're sent to med. And then, you know, the fire company all bands together like they always do when something crazy happens. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're all there for them at med. Yeah. And Hank has to investigate this whole, like, it's like a big drug bust type of thing.
Yeah.
And Severide is helping with it. And another thing that we didn't mention for this season, too, Severide with his OFI stuff, I love this side of him.
I actually do too. I mean, I know that we love, but I mean, Cruz if Severide ever wanted to leave, I mean, Cruz could run squad. I think he's had enough experience and he's got leadership skills. Severide's obviously good at what he does on squad, obviously, you know, the hero stuff as they were calling it, but he's really good at OFI. I mean, he's really, really good at it. I think that should be his future at some point.
And he loves it.
Mm-hmm. I was a little worried about him with that little girly girl, but other than that, like, Eve, you're laughing at me, the little girly girl comment, but
she wanted him for sure, which, you know,
she did. I was scared because I really thought the way that Severide is, we're going off the topic, but the way that Severide is and him like being a little slutty slut sometimes, I really thought that he'd be like, okay, Stella's not returning my phone calls, I'm done with this.
I was too for a second, but I thought it would be more of just a like him being mad at her kind of situation. Like it would be just a one-time thing, but I thought it could definitely happen. I'm glad it didn't though, because I'm not sure if Stella would have forgave him for something like that. So,
but no, I would have defended him.
I don't know if I could defend. I don't know. She was definitely, I'm glad it didn't happen so we didn't have to, right?
Yeah.
But no, I think that would be nice if this is a way to, I mean, I know Haley's already at least a little bit involved, so maybe, you know, the intelligence unit would be more involved if like something else happens here. I always welcome a PD crossover, so that's good.
And if something like this happens, maybe Severide will go, and maybe this will be Severide's push into the OFI thing. Like if there's a struggle and stuff like that, maybe he'll think, okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Oh no, as he much. Get hurt to where he'll have to. I wouldn't want that to happen though. Like what if he got hurt and
he was hurt, but maybe like, okay, I'm getting older, I don't feel like dealing with this crap anymore.
Yeah.
OFI is more, not so much desk work, but it's more like investigation. He's
not that old though.
He's probably in his 50s, isn't he?
No. He's like my age. He's like 40. He's still young, okay? He's still young. If Herman and Mouch can still do it, they are probably in their late 50s.
I don't know. I just want him in the OFI stuff.
I agree, though, with that. I actually kind of do, too, I think. And then, okay, so what do you think is going to happen?
With the
situation, anyways.
I'm just really excited to see a crossover when we return. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like they really did kind of set themselves up for that. So yeah. I'm interested to see what happens there. I also hope we have not seen the last of Emma, because I want terrible things to happen to her forever. But I'm really curious about her story. Nothing was resolved there. Like I need to find out.
I want to know what was whited out. We need to know.
Yeah, I need to know what was whited out. I need to know what made that chief so cagey about answering mm-hmm. any of Gallo's questions, because obviously she did something terrible.
Yeah, she's obviously mm-hmm. blackmailing him to where he can't say or something. I mean, there's something big for sure.
Unless it's like a gag order type of thing.
I don't know. The way he was acting, he was terrified to like tell Gallo.
He looked like he wanted to tell Gallo so badly, but then knew he had to stop himself. So mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something there and I need to know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then what do we think about our love triangle? Who do we think Violet's going to pick? Do we think she's going to get back with Gallo, or her and Hawkins going
to
work it out?
You know, at this point, I just want her to stay with Hawkins.
I think I do too.
Because mostly just because I love Gallo, Ritter, and Violet as, you know, a fun little, you know, friend trio.
Yeah.
So it would be really sad if they got together and then messed that up. Because then poor Ritter would lose his mind.
Oh, I agree. So what we need to happen is we need Gallo to join squad. So then a spot on truck opens up and another cute little firefighter, little fiery lady joins and can fall in love with Gallo. Because I do wish he would have like a relationship. Like,
yeah, I want Gallo to have someone, but I don't want it to be Violet.
I like
because I want her to stay with Hawkins.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually liked him with, what was that girl that was like friends with Joe? That was only a paramedic for like a short period of time before. Yeah, I liked her.
Gia? I'd forgotten about her until Maureen mentioned her. She was like, who's Gianna? I was like, who is she? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was only there for a little bit, but I liked her.
It was like 10 or 11 episodes or something.
What about you, Shelby? We know you don't like Gallo, but you don't like Violet either. So who are you hoping she chooses in this?
I think Hawkins. I like the side of both of them that they bring out of each other.
Yeah.
But I do want Gallo to find his happiness.
Yeah. I just wonder what kind of problems that'll cause, because that was sort of the same issue as to why, like, when Gabby joined Chuck for the first time, her and Casey couldn't really be together because he was her boss. Well, it's the same situation. So I wonder how that'll work out.
I don't know. I guess because Hawkins is higher up than what Casey would have been. But the only thing that they have going for them is that they're not actually working together.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
I mean, they are technically, but technically they aren't.
They're not on calls.
Because he's not actually on calls and stuff yet.
Right. Right. So maybe that makes a difference. I don't know. I guess we'll see. If you all want to reach out to us, you know, let us know what your thoughts are for next season, what you think is going to happen. Make sure to come join our Facebook group. It's One Chicago, Chicago Family Fan Club. And we can have some discussions there. And then if you have not seen our PD recap of last season and predictions there, go back and watch that one. And then we'll have a med one coming up. And then when the new season starts, we'll be here to discuss the episodes and give you all of our thoughts and predictions then. So
September 21st.
Yes, I cannot wait. So. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Loving our content? Subscribe to our YouTube channel and don't forget to share our podcast with your family and friends. We want to continue the conversation with you. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok under Fandom Family Chats or one of our ever-growing Facebook groups by searching Family Fan Club. We've also launched a website, Family Fan Club 2021 at wixsite.com. You can email us there and keep checking it for announcements and merch coming soon. And of course, be sure to tune in every week for new episodes discussing all your favorite shows.